are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
Your Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate, Vista Care, and Audiology Associates. And joining me this morning, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. And you're promising warmer weather, huh?
Once we get to the weekend, yes, it's going to feel much more like spring.
Oh, that's good. I can wash my filthy car.
Yeah, and it will actually, you know, be okay.
And stay okay. Yeah, and stay clean for a while. That would be amazing.
It surely will. So we're looking forward to that. Of course, there's always good things going on. The Energize Conference is coming up in May. It's not that far away now.
It's not that far away. And we are making some really important decisions on breakout sessions. SDSU Extension pretty much does that with some of our input, especially if we know local people that we think would be good resources. And so we're working on that. It is going to be an amazing conference. We're getting registrations in already, and you register online. And if you just go to Energize Conference 2022, all of the information is there. And there will be more details on the breakout sessions. We don't have specific details on them yet. We have the four topics that they will cover.
Right.
And so that's May 10th and 11th, or 11th and 12th. Now I should have written it down.
I think 11th and 12th.
I think you're right, 11th and 12th. So the main session and registration will be at the Community Youth Involved Center, the Pat Duffy Center. And then all of the breakout sessions will be within walking distance around town, and mostly downtown, because you don't want to, you can walk a long ways.
Right, absolutely.
When you walk across Fort Pierre. So almost all of them are downtown. And if the weather's nice, we might do a couple outdoors. But anyway, it's going to be a great conference. Fort Pierre was fortunate and honored to be selected to host a statewide conference. And it is just a great thing for small communities to share ideas and to get new ideas. You know, we all have limited resources, so why reinvent the wheel?
Absolutely. And I've talked to Lee from SDSU about the conference. They're excited about all the sessions that are going to be going on, the mm-hmm. people coming in, and the ideas that are going to share back and forth.
Yeah, that's what's amazing.
You
can get wonderful ideas. And you know, even things like funding sources. We did our community garden. We are doing the mural on the hopscotch. We did the mm-hmm. lighting on the bridge, all with grants and donations. And so you have to work a little bit at it, but the money is out there, and there are resources. And so that's what's fun to share.
Yeah, it really is. And that's going to be just a great, great thing for all those that come on out. So get registered if you're interested in this. Don't miss out.
It starts at noon on Wednesday and ends at noon on Thursday. So it doesn't occupy a great deal of time. We pack a lot in there.
Yeah.
And the evening event is going to be at the Casey Tibbs Rodeo Center. And we're going to have some special music, and we're going to have fun Fort Pierre style.
Sounds like a blast. Yeah, don't miss out on this. This is going to be good.
Exactly.
And speaking of the bridge, that's the great thing about the pedestrian bridge. You can light it up for different things. And I see
that. Did you see that? It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It is absolutely gorgeous. And, you know, as we learn more about programming it, mm-hmm. I think we have learned that slower moving lights are more impressive than if they move too fast, and they kind of blur together then.
Exactly.
And so that blue and yellow for Ukraine is absolutely gorgeous, and we've had so many comments on it already. And I want to thank Rick Hahn for doing the programming on that.
Yeah, it's a great, you know, great way to show solidarity, and it is just beautiful. So
yeah,
being able
is.
To have that for different organizations, for things like this, that is a great addition to the community, and a big thank you to everybody who helped with that.
Yeah, and there again, no taxpayer dollars were involved, and it was a great idea, And it's a pretty little bridge anyway.
It is.
And it's in a visible spot. And so I drove by it on Friday night, and it was lit purple and gold because there was a game that night.
Right.
And but then the very next day it turned blue and yellow for Ukraine. And we'll probably see green for St. Patrick's Day. It was purple for Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month.
That's right.
It will be red, white, and blue for any patriotic holiday. That's the fun part of it.
Yeah, that is a great, great thing for the community. And what else is happening in Fort Pierce?
Well, the other thing, obviously, that we are moving forward on both. Today, we will work hard on crunching numbers for the senior development, senior living development, the TIF, and figure out costs and projections for tax revenue on that. And of course, our water treatment plant. We are finalizing some ideas for placement. And so that we need to get that some decisions made. Mm-hmm. And so we have picked out three locations and different locations for the water intake, different locations for the pump house, and different locations for the water treatment plant. And what I like the best is one that pretty much incorporates them all in a very close proximity to the river. And it's on property that the city already owns. As you know, commercial property is expensive. So if we can put this on property we already own, we're going to save a ton of money.
Absolutely. So if folks want to know a little bit more about that, share their input, ask any questions, what's the best way to do that?
Well, we have been having public discussions at every council meeting, but if you just have a specific question, feel free to either call me or Rick Hahn. We'd be happy to let you know.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for coming over this morning.
You're so welcome, Dave.
It's always good to have you here.
Good to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you next week. There's Fort Pierce Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning on People in Your Neighborhood. And today's episode brought to you by Lee Real Estate, VistaCare, and Audiology Associates.